Hey, mamas. I want to talk to you about something we unpack a lot in our coaching program, duality. No one really tells us much about that when we are younger, and so our natural instinct is to label things, good or bad, right or wrong. It's how we process our experiences. But that doesn't exactly serve us well when it comes to emotions, especially the mixed bag of divorce emotions. Why? Because there's a lot of dualities involved. What does that mean? Well, we can want out of our marriages and it can hurt like hell. But that doesn't mean we should stop, get detoured, or worse yet, be completely derailed. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be discerning about the wisdom of doing things in our own timing and in our own way. It's actually a both and. And when you learn to lean into trusting your own intuition, you begin to reveal the power of duality. It is okay to be in pain and still want to keep going. I'm calling this conversation the mixed bag of divorce emotions. I'm also going to share a few client stories to remind you that you're not alone in trying to navigate this all. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce, one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. Life is full of duality. Divorce is no different. And grief is often the counterpart accompanying it all that can derail us. We can know we want to leave and it can hurt like hell. This is duality in action. This is also something I work through a lot with the mamas I coach. We get tripped up because we like to compartmentalize our feelings. This is good. This is bad. This is right. This is wrong. And yet, it's a both and. Two truths can coexist. Recently, one of my coaching clients shared some journaling she did based upon a prompt I had given her to explore this more deeply. One afternoon, she just shared it with me, and as I sat there at my desk reading it, my heart smiled. I could feel both her pain and her hope. As a result of her willingness to do this exercise, she unleashed some feelings that needed to be felt. When feelings are felt, they can also be validated, revealed, and healed. They could be released. One of the statements she wrote was this: I am relieved to be getting out of an unhealthy relationship, and I'm sad for the future plan I had for us, retiring as national park workers and traveling in a camper. Wow. So simple, so profound, so real and raw. The reality is that we carry hopes and dreams, especially in marriage, and when those fall short or fall apart, there's grief. To grieve is to feel and to be human, especially in the messiness of ending something that mattered to you. That doesn't mean you should stay there. Another mama in our program experienced some pretty upsetting drama with her husband that she didn't see coming. It required her to take some bold legal steps to protect herself and her kids in short time. Through tears, she said, "I don't want to ruin his life." I stared back at her and said, "He already did that for himself. He is responsible for the actions he took and the way he behaved. We can't wish away anyone else's behavior and choices. God only knows that if you could change the behavior of your spouse, you wouldn't be staring down a divorce. Relinquishing control of that which we don't control is a game changer. Even in the grief of getting a divorce, even in the midst of the irritating back and forth legal negotiations, even through her own emotional suffering and worrying over how she was going to manage it all, she was still willing to show up and consider her soon-to-be ex. Of course she was. So many of the heart-centered, intuitive, kind mothers I work with want to tie everything up in a pretty bow. They want to be nice. They don't want to upset anyone. They want to fix problems. They even want to be friends down the line if possible. But all of these maneuverings, manipulations, and self-sacrifice don't change the truth. That's when I gently guide them back to the reality of the present moment. Now, don't get me wrong. I love it when a mama holds a vision for peace on the other side of divorce. But first, we have to get through what's unfolding right here, right now. It takes courage to see things as they are, not for what they could have been or what you wish they were. That doesn't have to change how you show up. In fact, let that be your guiding light. Holding a vision that you can co-parent amicably on behalf of your children down the line is a beautiful thing. It'll also set the tone for how you conduct yourself. But setting an unrealistic expectation on how your spouse will show up in this divorce process will only derail you. This is why getting grounded, taking care of yourself, and getting clear about what is happening around you and devising a plan will ultimately serve everyone. I know it may seem impossible to imagine at this juncture, but you will be forced to make some big decisions right now for you, your kids, and your future. You will have to find a way to not fall prey to being gaslit, manipulated, and continuously sucked into the spin cycle getting nowhere. You have the courage to admit you want out. Now you need to have the courage to take action. It starts with seeing the truth of the present moment, and it also means allowing the truth of your feelings to be felt in all their messiness. Back to that mama's statement about not wanting to ruin her husband's life. What if instead she were to say, "It really saddens me to have to take these legal action steps. I really don't want to add any more pain to this situation. However, I also need to protect myself and our kids." It is necessary to put yourself in the equation, mama. And you know what? I'm not worried about any mother attracted to the intuitive divorce seeking to create drama, harm, or act in revenge. I'm worried about them not honoring their intuition, heart, and wisdom. Yes, divorce is a mixed bag of emotions, but yours are allowed to be included. Remember that. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.